Mr. Kirkwood, when were you born and where?
January 4th, 1911 at Oakley, Wyoming.
Was a midwife at attendance?
She was the only one in attendance.
Did you ever go to Rock Springs?
Yes.
Did you ever live there?
No.
What country was your parents from?
My father was from Scotland. My mother was from England.
Did you ever visit any of these countries?
No, I have not.
What sort of transportation was used when you were growing up?
Horse and buggy.
Did you have boardwalks?
Yes.
Was the railroad pretty big back then?
Yes.
When did the first automobiles come out?
We moved to Diamondville. My memories bring back my first days in Diamondville. I attended grade schools in Diamondville. And in 1922, we moved to Washington. I lived in Washington for 3 years, where my dad continued his mining work. And in 1925, we came back to Wyoming. I continued my grammar school education and graduated from the ninth grade in 1926. I went to work in the mines.
What were the mining camps like? They look like
they were really the making of the town. There was no. That's where everyone worked, and things were real good in those times.
Did quite a few people live in tents?
There was around 1,000 people living in Diamondville, and most working in the mines. That time, the mines were working 6 days a week, serving Anaconda Copper Company with coal for their smelters. In 1927, the Copper Company went kaput, and the mines begin to slack off. In 1927, I was asked to work for the Mountain Trading Company. I delivered groceries for 3 years for the Mountain Trading Company. In 1930, the Mountain Trading Company closed down, and I was let out of a job. I went to Nevada and worked looking for gold. I had no luck or anything, so I came back to Kemmer. I went to work for Safeways. I worked for Safeways for 2 years and went back to work for Kemmer Coal Company. I worked for Kemmer Coal Company for 2 years and then went back to work for Safeways till 1936 and went back to work in the coal mines.
What were the coal mines like?
They were just becoming modern in those days, machine mining, cutting machines, and conveyors were a new deal. Up until this time, we had all worked with pulling the coal with horses, which I had driven in the mines with horses, and these electric motors made a big difference. I then worked as a machine helper and worked in the coal mines until 1940, 39.
When did you first get electric lighting in the mines?
Our first electric lighting was in Diamondville in 1932. It became a federal law at that time that all miners should wear electric lights.
Were the bars pretty well packed at nights after you got off work?
At my time, it was prohibition. There was no bars legal.
Was a lot of shine ran?
There was a lot of shine ran in Kemmer.
Was the town very violent during this time?
There was not too much violence. It was all pretty well behaved. In 1929, one of the largest liquor raids that I know of was taking place at Diamondville, Wyoming. They called it Little Chicago. I could safely say there was millions of dollars worth of whiskey poured down the streams and ditches in Diamondville. There was no way of knowing where it came from. It had been packed away in homes that we thought people were living in.
Was there unions back then?
In those days, we had well-organized unions in the mines.
Was there much discrimination?
There was not too much discrimination. We lived as one big family in Diamondville. Italians, Finlanders, Scotchmen, Englishmen, and everyone. We all enjoyed a real good life.
Was there many different customs?
Very, very few.
Still have the same holidays as today?
We had our April 1st celebration, which we called 8-Hour Day, pertaining back to unions. And Labor Day was a big celebration for labor.
How well were you paid?
My first job as delivery for Mountain Trading Company, I made $125 a month, which was real, real big money. In 1932, when I was laid off and jobs became scarce, I was cut back going to work for Safeways for $15 a week. As I worked through my period with Safeways, I went from $15 a week to $37.50 a week, which was a period of about 6.5 years. 1941, I was asked to go to work for the Union Pacific Railroad as a special service guard. I worked at this for 1.5 years. And as things began to change and wages became different, I quit and went back to work in the coal mines. I worked in the coal mines for 3 months. When I was asked by the railroad to go back to work for them in the transportation department, I hired out in 1942 as a switchman, and I have worked the rest of my career as a railroad man, as a yardmaster, switchman, and conductor.
This was during the war, so could you tell me what it was like during the war?
during the war, we had trains with servicemen, war prisoners, and artillery mechanism being transported across country that you can't believe. We had Italian prison trains, we had Japanese prison trains, we had German prison trains being taken to camps designated for these people. These were days when steam engine transportation was taking care of all the things on the railroad. And trains were not near as big as they are today. It was nothing to see a contingent of a special passenger train running in 5 and 10 sections, carrying servicemen and war prisoners across country. Hospital trains were also being transported, of our servicemen being brought back.
Have you always had a hospital in Kemmer?
We have always had a hospital in Kemmer, which has taken real good care of everyone. It was one of the things that was taken care of by United Mine Workers and the coal companies in a very good respect.
When were you married?
I was married in September 18th, 1939.
When was your first son born?
My first son was born on August 21st, 1940. Isn't that your birthday?
I think it's 25th.
25th.
What was work around like the house? I mean, what was the work around the house like?
It was very difficult in those days. We were all renting our homes. The coal companies owned the homes. We just paid rent.
Did you have to get water outdoors?
No, our water was in the house, but we did not have no hot water. We just had water piped into the house, and most of the people were still carrying water from a faucet on the street.
What were your latrines like? Were they outdoors still, or?
Our latrines were outside. I never flushed a toilet until I was 12 years old.
When did they first start getting indoor plumbing then?
Indoor plumbing came to most homes around 1930 in our spots.
Did you make your own clothes and products, or did you buy them at the local store?
Our mother would buy us our clothes, but we wore those for a long time. They made most of our clothes.
Could you tell me what a typical day was like?
A typical day in my day was getting up and milking the cow, going to school, coming home, getting the coal and wood in, and milking the cow again. And twice a week, they would have a movie picture in Diamondville, and if we got to go to one of them, we thought we were pretty fortunate.
What political party did you support and why?
Democratic Party.
Because
they protected labor.
When did you first vote?
1932.
Who'd you vote for?
Democratic.
Do you remember Tino Roncalio?
Very well.
Did you vote for him?
Yes.
Did he do anything spectacular, I guess, while he was in office?
He done more for labor than anyone I've ever known in Wyoming.
How about Nick Wataha?
I thought Nick Wataha was a very, very good man.
Did he do anything for labor? Or?
Yes.
And
also, I think Leslie Miller was a real good governor for the state of Wyoming.
Would you say this area is mostly Democratic or Republican?
Is that Rock Springs or Kemmer?
Kemmer.
Republican.
Are there very few Democrats here?
Quite a few.
What do you think about Reagan and his policies?
I don't have too much to say in that respect. Reagan is not a man for labor.
How did the Depression affect this area?
I was working in Safeways when we really had our worst depression. Jobs were scarce. WPA and CCC were just originating. I had people, especially women, come in and beg for something to eat for their children. Things were so bad. There was no way that they could be helped other than something like giving, in which no one had to give. It was terrible.
Was heating pretty rough to come by back then, when it, during the Depression?
What?
Heating and, like, housing and heating.
Heating in our community was not too bad because we could take care of it with firewood picked up along the tracks.
Did many people live in cardboard houses around here, like back in the cities?
No one ever lived in those conditions. We were always fortunate with having it heat.
Did most people try to look out for each other then?
Very much so. It was a give and take deal. You took care of your neighbor, they took care of you.
How did you survive the 50s when they were in the Depression again?
Very good. I was able to be have had enough seniority to work good on the railroad. I was never without work. Things were very good at that time for me.
When did you first own a car? Or TV?
I owned my first car in 1936.
What model was it?
It was a 1936 Lafayette. I had a hard time paying for it.
What did a car cost when you got yours?
I bought my Lafayette for $1,140. I was paying $35 a month.
What were gas prices like?
Gasoline prices were in the 20 cents class, 21 to 27 cents a gallon.
When did your TV first become popular around here, when most people got them?
Our first TVs came when most people got them in 1950 and 51. We were fortunate enough to get them, I guess, by monthly payments and whatever. But TV had come to other places before it came to us, because we had to be on cable.
How many channels did you have?
Our first TV only had 3 channels, all from Salt Lake City, Utah. 2, 3, or 2, 4, and 5.
What were most of the programs? Comedy? News?
The programs were real nice. The tobacco companies and others that are being boycotted today were the ones that gave the best programs. We had nightly programs from American Tobacco Company and Liggett and Myers Tobacco Company that we really enjoyed. The best programs you could wish to look at.
How many brothels did you have?
We had one house, which was called the House of Ill Repute. Was one of the biggest assets Kemmer ever had. There were no troubles ever came up involved down there, other than one time in my life when they had an escapade, but other than that, they kept the bad people off the street. We never had no rape deals, no molesting with children. If people wanted to go down to there, they could go and have all the fun they wanted. It was, in my book, one of the worst things that ever happened when they closed it. Hotel, in my book, was one of the biggest assets to Kemmer. If Kemmer ever had any problems raising money or in any of those respects, in which the Southern Hotel was out of the city limits, but they always gave to the extent that it probably hurt. And we never did have any trouble in town with anyone that was affiliated with the Southern Hotel. There was no problems of the girls being uptown or doing anything out of the way. They always were kept at their place of business.
How was the sports, like hunting and fishing?
Very, very good. I hunted and fished since I was old enough to throw a line in the water. We had some of the best fishing, hunting in our part of the state that could be had.
Was the game quite a bit bigger than it is now?
No.
Was it more plentiful?
In our day, in this part of the state, we never would see an elk, and very few deer. They all were up in the timber, until people started going into the timber and forcing them back to this part of the country. We very seldom saw an elk unless we went to the timber country.
Were the deer mostly found around the roads?
No, there was very, very few deer seen on the highways. and antelope were very, very scarce until you got in the southwest, real southeastern part of Wyoming. Antelope had not migrated to this part of the country. We would see one just very, very seldom. Were as plentiful as anywhere they were, I guess, because we always had good sage chicken honey.
What was the biggest change in Lincoln County or in this end of the state that you remember?
Oh gosh, that would be hard. Answer. Very, very few people in Cameron that voted the same way that Star Valley votes. I would say that is one of the reasons why we are a Republican precinct or whatever.
What do you think the future holds for this country? Think there'll be a war here soon?
I sure hope not, but it looks very, very doubtful.
It's looking promising. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I hope, and if anything that comes up, call me and I'll try, you know, because I just have not kept up on this stuff, Alan. When it comes up,